The nation's Treasury Secretary, John Snow, has created quite a buzz in world financial markets with comments he's made about the weakness of the dollar. Earlier this week, the value of the dollar fell to a four-year low against the euro. Snow acknowledged the drop is actually helping many U.S. companies. But the risk of pushing for a weaker dollar is that its value might drop too far, too fast, and end up hurting the U.S. economy, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
A Treasury Secretary might wish for a weaker dollar, but the common wisdom has been that he can't say that out loud. A weaker dollar can be good for the economy by helping U.S. companies that sell products abroad. If you sell a computer for 1,000 euros, that's now worth about 1,150 U.S. dollars, 9% more in dollars than it was at the start of the year. The manufacturer could take the extra profit or drop the price to better compete. Jason Bonanza is a currency strategist at Credit Suisse First Boston. He says as the dollar has weakened over the past year, that's clearly helped U.S. exporters.
Their earnings abroad are really boosting the bottom line because if they earn a certain number of euros, they're worth more and more in dollars. So it's been IBM, it's your consumer goods companies of the world like Procter & Gamble, all the way down to a company like McDonald's.
Speaking on ABC this Sunday, Treasury Secretary John Snow acknowledged that.
When the dollar is at a lower level, it helps exports. And I think exports are getting stronger as a result, yes.
That may not sound very dramatic, but it's been tradition for U.S. Treasury secretaries to constantly push for a strong dollar because it staved off inflation and attracted foreign investment to the U.S. So Bonanza says Snow's comments and similar ones he's made since then were taken as a signal to the world currency markets that U.S. policy may be shifting.
The combination of comments that he made was interpreted as an implicit acceptance of a weaker dollar. And as a result, we had a wide array of investors selling dollars against a broad range of currencies, selling dollars against euros, selling dollars against Japanese yen.
Normally, a weakening dollar would spark worries about inflation, but not right now. The Federal Reserve has recently signaled that it's concerned that inflation actually may be falling too low and stifling growth. So some economists say the timing is right to see a decline in the dollar, especially given its sharp increase in value during the late 90s. C. Fred Bergsten is director of the Institute for International Economics.
The dollar had become substantially overvalued. It had risen by 30 to 50%, depending what index you use, pricing lots of American goods out of world markets. We badly needed a dollar decline. It is now occurring in quite a gradual and orderly way.
Still, there is some risk here. Bergsten says Secretary Snow needs to continue to tread a delicate line to allow the dollar to ease without spooking world investors. That might force up interest rates in the U.S., which could be very damaging to the economy.
If foreigners think the dollar is going to keep falling, then they will demand a higher return on their investments in the United States to keep financing our trade deficit. They would require our interest rates to go up sharply. Those higher interest rates, in turn, would hurt the housing market, hurt automobile purchases, hurt purchases of all consumer durables that are bought on credit.
Bergsten and Bonanza both say the odds of that happening right now seem very remote. As proof of that, interest rates so far have not been pushed higher. In fact, they're gradually falling. And Treasury Secretary Snow is being careful to say that he supports a strong dollar while signaling that he may be okay with its value easing a bit. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.